Best Browns coverage Friday. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report. And Mike Snyder, it all starts on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the Browns and the Jaguars. And Fred, as you join us, you know, of course, today is 25 years ago as we remember what happened on 9/11. And, you know, I was looking at the Browns roster, Fred. Over half the team, just about half the team, they weren't even born 25 years ago. It's a whole new, I mean, I think that's why we remember it's so important what we're doing today, but it does tell you this is a very young football team, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The Browns are the second youngest in the NFL this year, and I think the average is like that late 24, early 25 years old, and that's amazing, you know, when they look at you with a staring look, not relating to what a lot of us have been through. So it's a very sobering thought for sure how a generation things change,
yeah,
you know, really quickly.
Actually, you know, when I look at all sports, I was looking at all the rosters, the Guardians and the Cavs. Really, that's the case with all the teams that with young, the 25 years, how young the players are today. Fred, the Browns, Monken, Watson at quarterback. What's the big thing you're looking for and what do you want to see on Sunday?
Well, I just really want to see, you know, if Monken, you know, can work the magic that he was believed to bring him to the Browns to be the head coach. That's the driving force why the move was made from Stefanski. He's an offensive guy, just like Stefanski was, but he must have told them they felt confident that he could work with what they have, developing the quarterbacks currently on the roster and maybe even future quarterback. So I'm looking to see how he has put Watson in a position to get some positive plays. He knows what has gone on in the past, and he's coming off two Achilles. He talks about his mobility. I saw his mobility look pretty good in training camp. So I'm just kind of anxious to see what we see and how he puts him in a position. You know, he looked pretty efficient in the one preseason game against the Bears, quick passes and so forth. He had one bad play, but other than that, you know, that's what it is. I think that he's going to try to get it in the playmakers' hands, you know, Concepcion, Bond, and a heavy dose of Judkins. And so that's what I'm looking for, just to see, you know, how efficient the process is.
And certainly they've got some playmakers there with these young kids, which they did not have before. And that's the thing. Can they score some points? The defense, I think they feel pretty good about the defense, don't they, going in?
They do. I mean, I wrote about it today. I mean, you got to like Mike Rutenberg, the defensive coordinator. Man, he's got some good lines and talks about playing with violence, and they have bad intentions getting to the ball and, you know, a lot of things like that, but it's got to be, talk is cheap. You got to see what it is on the field now without Jim Schwartz, without Miles Garrett, without Alex Wright, without Devin Bush. And so a lot of it is going to be, you know, Jared Verse obviously is a big plus coming in, and how he actually schemes it up. He's going to call plays for the first time on Sunday in a game, NFL regular season game. And so that's got to be an adjustment. So I still think the defense can be a top 10 defense. I think the biggest thing they can improve on is the takeaways. And that's all this guy preaches every day is oxygen. You know,
yeah,
the ball is oxygen. And we'll see if it translates into the regular season. They had like 21 interceptions in the preseason and training camp. So we'll see if they can carry that over a bit.
CBS got the games 1 o'clock on Sunday, 8.5 points. Browns getting down into Jacksonville on Sunday. Best Browns coverage, Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report. Follow him on X at Fred Greatham 9. We'll catch up Monday, maybe talk about a win. Thanks, Fred.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.